This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole is playing fast and loose with the voters in his right-wing fundraising. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, I know you're hard-pressed for cash to fund the high-rolling expenses of your campaign for the Republican presidential nomination, but you went too far the other day when your political action committee mailed out a mass fundraising solicitation that flunked even the most elementary truth and labeling test. Most people spot those letters in the mailbox 50 yards away and don't even open them up, Bob. So to persuade people to open your appeal for funds, you labeled the envelope official document enclosed, penalty for private use. That's deceptive and unethical, Bob. There's nothing official inside, just a pitch to give money to old Bob Dole. You may not even have known what was being sent out over your name, Bob, but now that you do, how about admitting the mistake, cleaning up your act, and raising your funds fair and square?
Ted, that misguided mail-out should go to the dead letter office. I've already told the fundraisers to pull the plug on it. But let's get the facts straight. Campaign America is not, repeat, not my presidential campaign organization. It is a political action committee designed to raise money for federal, state, and local Republican candidates. By law, I can't use any of those funds, and have not. But thanks for the interest in the Dole for President movement. Judging by the polls, we must be doing something right. There's still a long way to go, but there's some real grassroots excitement out there, in Iowa, New Hampshire, in the South, or wherever else I take my message. Ted, I'm raising my money fair and square, which is a lot better than the crazy scheme of yours to make the taxpayers pay for Senate and House campaigns. How about some truth and labeling on that one, Ted? This is Senator Bob Dole. I say the taxpayers shouldn't have to pick up the tab for Ted's bad news, tax and spend budget. Hear Ted Kennedy disagree on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.